This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump's expected to surrender to authorities on Tuesday. He's been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury in the hush money investigation. The AP's Jennifer King.
The charges in the indictment against Donald Trump remain under seal, but stem from the investigation into hush money paid to porn actor Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says prosecutors have reached out to coordinate a surrender, while defense attorney Joseph Tacopina says Trump is likely to turn himself in on Tuesday. Nima Romani is a former federal prosecutor.
He's going to be fingerprinted and have his mugshot taken, but Secret Service will escort him to New York court where he'll make his first appearance. His attorneys will plead not guilty, and he will be released on his own recognizance.
Reaction to the indictment came swiftly. On social media, Trump said corrupt Democrat prosecutors from Democrat-run cities are not going to choose the Republican nominee or the next president. Jennifer King, Washington.
What do average Americans think of Donald Trump being indicted?
Just think it's stupid, it's going to not get anywhere, and it will come back to be bad on the Democrats.
It's not a witch hunt. You do something wrong, you should be just like everybody else and have to deal with it.
Parts of the South and the Midwest are going to get whacked by more severe weather today, say forecasters. Thunderstorms, maybe tornadoes. Today, President Biden will visit Rolling Fork, Mississippi, the town devastated by a deadly tornado last week. Pope Francis is expected to get out of the hospital tomorrow after being treated for bronchitis, says the Vatican. They say his recovery is proceeding normally, and they say Francis even had pizza for dinner. That from the Vatican on the recovery of Pope Francis. Just into us, the president of Belarus says Russian nuclear weapons might be deployed in his country, along with part of Russia's tactical nuclear arsenal. This is AP News. A tragedy in India.
Officials say at least 35 bodies have been found inside a well at a Hindu temple in central India after dozens of people fell into the muddy water when the well's cover collapsed. Video of Thursday's collapse at the temple complex in Madhya Pradesh state showed chaos afterward, with people rushing towards the exits. Witnesses say a large crowd of devotees had thronged the temple to perform a fire ritual and celebrate the festival of the deity Rama. Dozens then fell into the water when the structure over the well collapsed and were covered by falling debris. An excavator pulled down a wall of the decades-old temple to help people flee, and rescuers used ropes and ladders to pull the bodies from the well after pumping out the water. I'm Charles Diledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.